In today's gospel, Mary's child is dedicated to God and receives the name Jesus. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure many of you here are familiar with the cartoon strip Hagar the Horrible. Remember Hagar? Hagar is the kind of slovenly Viking chief with a strange band of men, with a domineering wife, Helga, who's always at him for something, kind of a dysfunctional family. Well, in one of the strips, one of the little episodes of the strip, a year or so ago, about this time of year, some of the cast of characters, some of Hagar's men, are marveling about what's going on at this time of year. You know, everybody seems to be peaceful. Even the Vikings and the English aren't fighting one another. They're exchanging greetings even. Hagar's wife Helga smiles once in a while. Everybody's decorated around, and it's very nice, you know. And one of the characters looks up and he says, and that star is only here at this time of year. The other character says, no, it's here all the time. Some people only look at it at this time of year. Wonderful little insight, isn't it, into the fact that Jesus is always with us, always among us, as he promised, having come in the flesh. Even when he ascends into heaven, he promises, I'll be with you all days. So, in a sense, the star is always with us. But some people only choose to look at it at this time of year. Some people only choose to look at him at this time of year. So maybe as we begin the gift of another year, and it is a gift, you know, every day, every month, every year, a gift of God to us. As we begin this gift of a new year, we might ask ourselves the question, do you and I live every day under the star? Do we live under the star every day? Do we pay attention to him every day? And what would it mean to live under the star? What does it mean to live under the star? Now, in his first letter, St. John writes, those who say they believe in him prove that to be true if they live just as he lived. That's what it means to live under the star, to live just as Christ lived. And what does that mean? Well, think about, just for a moment this evening, that great hymn we find in the letter to the Philippians. The church presents it to us several times in the course of the year. It's called, by a Greek word, the kenosis hymn, an early hymn of the church. Kenosis means the self-emptying, the emptying out. And it refers to the fact that Christ has emptied himself out for us. Part of the hymn, you know, goes, he did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at, but he emptied himself and took the form of a human. And more than that, he died on a cross. He emptied himself out for us. So if we're living under the star, if we're looking at him all year long, it means we're going to live that way in regard to one another. We're going to be looking for the good of one another, even when that costs us something, as it cost Christ. You might remember the wonderful short story written by the author O. Henry. Remember O. Henry? Many of us probably read his short stories in high school or college, but he's got a wonderful short story entitled The Gift of the Magi. Wonderful little short story about this young couple, newlywed couple, James and Della Street, their name. They're poor as church mice. I mean, they've got nothing. They both work, just barely making it. And Christmas time is coming, and their first Christmas together. They want to give gifts to each other, but they can't afford anything. The only thing they've got of any value, really, James has this silver pocket watch that's a family heirloom. His grandfather had it, gave it to his father gave it to him. He's very proud of it. It's precious to him. Silver pocket watch. That's all he's got. Della, on the other hand, doesn't have anything like that. What she does have, though, is beautiful, thick, lustrous, black hair that hangs all the way down her back, almost down to her knees. Gorgeous black hair. But what are they going to do? They can't afford to give each other gifts. Except that Della decides that she's going to do something to show her love for him. She goes out, has her hair cut, and sells her hair to somebody who buys human hair to use for various things. It's beautiful black hair. She cuts it, gets money for that. And what does she do? But she goes and buys him a beautiful silver chain for his pocket watch. He had an old leather strap on it. Beautiful silver chain for the pocket watch. So they show up to each other on Christmas Eve, and she walks into the room. Her hair's gone. She comes up to him and hands him this box, this beautiful silver chain. He hands her a package. She opens it up. What's in the package? Ebony combs for her hair that he had gotten the money to buy by selling the pocket watch. Beautiful, huh? Most precious thing they had, they sold for the sake of the other. And then what can she do with the ebony combs, right? Use him in 3 or 4 years, maybe, when her hair grows back. What can he do with the silver chain? He no longer has the watch. But what they do have is the knowledge that they really love each other, because they were willing to give away what was most precious for the other person. So that's what it means to live under the star, that sort of thing. That you and I would be willing to empty ourselves out for other people. Members of our family, starting with the members of our family. Jesus said we must love our neighbor. Who is our closest neighbor? It's our husband, our wife, our children, our family members. They're our closest neighbor. Do we empty ourselves out for them in imitation of the Lord? And then that goes out from there, doesn't it? Wider circles. So as we gather today, maybe we should ask ourselves this question. If people who look at the star and recognize Jesus only once a year, recognized him and tried to live under the star all year long, what would our world look like? What would be different in our world? Would it be a different world? I think it would. But all you and I can do is make sure we're living under the star. That every single day in the year 2022, we live under the star, who is Jesus Christ. May God bless you.